Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we're going to be talking about the 1919 Treaty of Versailles.
What is the Treaty of Versailles?
It is the Congress that met over the course of the year 1919 in Paris and the surrounding region to set the terms of the peace treaty after the First World War. The peace treaty is exceptional in a number of ways. The Treaty of Versailles was the first time that countries from every continent attended the same diplomatic meeting and that an American president came to Europe. The issues in question at the conference were of unprecedented importance: borders, the economy, commerce, the rights of minorities, as well as the creation of international institutions as to avoid the occurrence of more wars. With the destruction of great empires, the Bolshevik Revolution, and the food crisis, Europe was in a state of crisis.
Given the number of participants and issues in question, how were the discussions organised?
In the first instance, France, the UK, the USA, Italy, and Japan formed a committee of 10 negotiators who led the discussions. These powers, those who won the war, refused to let those defeated in the war speak. Only the winners and their allies could voice their demands, which were examined by a group of experts. After 3 months of debate, few decisions had been made due to the stubbornness of some members of the committee and divides within the committee itself. Apart from the US president's idea to create a society of nations, only military clauses were accepted. Germany must demilitarise the Rhineland and be content with an army of no more than 100,000 men, without military service, planes or tanks.
Did these blocs last throughout the conference?
No. Facing the pressures of public opinion and socialist revolutions in Central Europe, the British Prime Minister pushed his colleagues to change their method. The committee was divided in two groups who split up the work for greater efficiency. Its members requested even more concessions. That does not, however, mean that the divisions were appeased. The United States opposed Italy on the annexation of the Dalmatian town of Fiume, and France on the sanctions that were to be imposed on Germany. The French wanted to annex the Saar and demand significant war reparations. Despite the US president's threats to leave the conference, France gained the right to occupy the Rhineland and a guarantee in the case that Germany did not adhere to the treaty. The Italians were left furious after not having received what they were promised in 1915 in exchange for entering the war.
But what came of the defeated side at this time?
After 4 months of work being done on the treaty, the Germans were finally informed of the results of the conference. The 1918 armistice had been negotiated on the base of 14 points of President Wilson. The result of the treaty, which was presented to the German delegation in 1919, was perceived as an insult and an act of treason against the preliminary agreement. Germany lost large territories where their race was in the minority, but were entirely prohibited from uniting with Austria, only populated by Germans. The emperor was accused of having overridden the treaties and had to be brought to justice. The country was blamed as the main reason for the war. The final humiliation: the treaty had to be signed at the castle at Versailles, where the unity of these countries had been proclaimed 50 years earlier. The rest of the year, 1919, was dedicated to preparing treaties with other countries that had lost in the war: Austria, Hungary, Bulgaria, and the Ottoman Empire.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite, the Treaty of Versailles, was created following the work of Vincent Lagnol. It was read and translated by Ellen Weaver, with additional translations by Owen Atkinson.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.